Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. I am also the director of Issues Concerning Women. We are a show that talks about real issues women and men are facing today with a love to inspire, empower, mentor, and encourage. This forum will cover a multitude of topics. So we want to thank you for joining us. We are so excited. It's Thursday night, and the weekend is coming, so we're excited about that. The weather is changing. Spring is in the air, and we're just so happy about it. If you would like to call us, our telephone number is 757-567-6734. And you can call me after the show. If you would like to call in to the show tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. And that's 1-347-826-7543. Issues Concerning Women is on every Thursday night at 8:30. And we are just so happy to be with you once again. It's an exciting day as always, and we just want to jump right into our topic today. We're going to be talking about the four D's: desire, decisions, determination, and discipline. Before we do that, I have a little something that I want to read, and it's from Proverbs, and it's chapter 13, and it starts at verse 16. Every prudent man acts out of knowledge, but a fool expresses his folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy brings healing. He who ignores discipline comes to poverty and shame, but whoever heeds correction is honored. A longing for field is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Misfortune pursues the sinner, but prosperity is the reward of the righteous. Oh, this is just a wonderful little passage. And it's really talking about hope and longing for prosperity, how we can walk in discipline, how we must have knowledge to get what we need. And there, certain things we just have to do to get what we want, to move forward in our lives. So when you get a chance, go back and read that. It's Proverbs 13, it starts at verse 16. And the first line again is, every prudent man acts out of knowledge. So we want to just share some knowledge with you tonight. We are just so happy to be with you. And I am always looking for interesting people to come on the show and chit-chat with me. Because I love the interaction with other people. If you've heard my other shows, you know how much I enjoy having a guest on the show. But sometimes I get to teach, is what I do tonight, and I love to do that as well. So, if you got your pencils and paper ready, we're going to start talking about our topic tonight. The four D's, desire, decisions, determination, and discipline. I was reading the other day, doing some research on businesses and successful businesses, and something came across my desk, and I thought it was quite interesting. And I don't know if you all know the story of Colonel Sanders from KFC, how he started his company. And I thought this was quite interesting, so I thought it would be good to share this story with you. He has a fascinating story of how Colonel Sanders overcame obstacles to make his company a reality. He did not start his company at a young age. As a matter of fact, he was about 65 years old before he ever got started. Oh, but he had lots of money, you would think, to get this started because, you know, he's worked, you know, 65 years of his life. But actually, he did not. Colonel Sanders had worked 45 years. The only thing he had to show for it was he was financially stricken with a check that he got every month from Social Security. And 45 years of making a living and $68 per month, he needed something different to change his life. He had a tremendous education, you would think, because, you know, he was an older man. He looks distinguished. When you look at his picture, he's all dressed in white and his white beard. No, but that's not true either. He had no formal education. He actually had an 8th grade education, and he never went back to school. So here is an individual who was a senior citizen. He didn't have any money. He lacked a formal education. And according to most people's standards, Colonel Sanders was destined to live out the remaining years of his life in mediocrity. So, but here's the problem. That's not how Colonel Sanders saw himself. Now, this is the part that's so fascinating to me. He didn't see that for himself. He knew that he could live his life a whole lot better than what he was doing. So he decided to change his life. Notice I said he decided. Not that his ship came in, but he decided to make a change in his life. He made a commitment to himself that nothing will stop him. Now, isn't this wonderful? This man is 65, no money, no education, and he still made a decision to start his own business and to turn his life around. So how many times have we thought about doing something? How many times have we had the great idea? And we've been, you know, we've been thinking about it. We even wrote a few things out on paper. And we just never did anything with it. One night we're watching late night television, because, you know, that's when all the infomercials come on. And boom, there it is. Your bright idea, your big idea is now on television, on an infomercial. And somebody is selling your product or your service, and they're about to make millions of dollars. They're just blowing up. And you're sitting there, and your eyes are booked, and you're looking, and you're like, oh, my goodness, I had that same idea. But guess what? You had the idea, but you never made a decision to move forward with your big idea. Now your big idea is an old idea because somebody else has moved forward with it, and you lost out. You know, how many times do we do that? How many times does this have to keep happening to us? For us to realize that when God gives you the big idea, then you need to step out on faith, because God equips you with everything that you need to be able to do what you need to do. You need to move forward with it, go up, be about your Father's business, be about your business, do the things that you need to do to get it done. And the reason why I wanted to talk about Colonel Sanders tonight was because he had no money. He had no education. He just made a decision that he wanted to do something different. He knew that he couldn't go on this way. So here was Colonel Sanders. He had depleted all his funds. He didn't know where he was going to, how he was going to do this thing, how he could produce it and get it done. But he never stopped. He just kept knocking on doors until he was able to move forward in his dream. He could not fulfill his dream just sitting idly by. He had to make a decision. He had to do something. He had to move. So this is a wonderful little story about Colonel Sanders, and I hope that it inspires you to get up and move. If you have the big idea, don't just sit there idly by and waiting for something to happen. Get up and get this thing done. Move. Make a decision. Change your life forever, because you don't ever know when you're going to have an opportunity again, when you're going to have that next big idea. And if you're like most people and you have your own business, once you have one business or once you're using one of your gifts, things start to happen. You have different gifts and different talents. So don't be afraid to use your gifts and talents. Yes, you have to sometimes focus on one thing to get that running right, but once you get it right, I'm telling you, you're going to become a serial entrepreneur, because you're going to know that you need multiple streams of income to keep yourself going and being a business person, a businessman or a businesswoman, or building your team, or advancing your career. All these things that you want to do, the same principles apply if you want to start your own business or you want to take your vision to the next level. You want to advance your career. You want to change your relationships. Use the things that I'm giving you. That's why I hope you have your pencil and paper ready, because this is some good stuff that you need to write down. If you have questions after the show, you can give me a call at 757-567-6734, or you can go to the website, issuesconcerningwomen.com, and that is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and you can see what we're doing in the community. And actually, we're moving out of just being local, because with the internet, we can do international conferences, we can do teleconferences, we can do seminars. So please stay in tune to what we're doing. We're just so happy that you are enjoying Issues Concerning Women. I get wonderful questions and I get great feedback, and I just wanted to just take a moment to say thank you to all the faithful listeners out there and all the people that are listening on a weekly basis. I really, really appreciate it. It does my heart good when I see that I can give out information and that it can help somebody, because you never know who needs what at what particular time. Okay, so let's talk about the four fundamental characteristics that a person must have in order to achieve any magnitude of success. We have all heard them over and over again throughout all our lives, from older people in our family, from at church we've heard this. We hear it at our job. We hear motivational speakers always talking about it. They are so fundamental in nature that we sometimes disregard their importance. Now, whatever you do, when you're listening to somebody speak, a lot of times it goes over your head exactly what they're talking about. So we're asking you tonight to just pay close attention to the four D's. These can help you change your life, no matter what situation you're in, no matter where you are in your life. Please apply them to where you need them in your life, because only you know where you are. I don't know, but I'm able to give out this information and so that it can help you, and then you can pass it along to somebody else. Okay? I'm excited. I'm going to be giving you the first one, which is desire. Now, this characteristic called desire has to be the most critical of the four, and definitely the driving force behind every great man and woman that ever lived. Without a burning desire to achieve something in our lives, we are destined for our life to be just plain and simple. If you lack desire, you should stop right here and get in touch with yourself to find out why you lack desire. What is keeping you from being motivated? You know, I was out today, and I was talking to some young ladies, and they were talking about how the winter has been so long. It has been so dreary and cold and wet, and they thinking, you know, my goodness, when is spring going to come? And you kind of, when you're in that state of mind, you have no desire to do hardly anything because you don't want to go outside. It's cold and wet and nasty. But at the same time, you have no passion. You've lost your passion. You have the winter blues, you know, as they say. And this winter has been particularly long here in the Hampton Roads area. And it has been even cold even when you've gone further south, because we always think of Florida as the land of sunshine. And I've had a couple of clients that have gone down to Florida and have come back because it's just been so cold this winter. So you kind of lose your desire, and you can see how you can do that. You can get the blues, and you just don't know how to move forward. But I'm telling you right now, snap out of it, my brothers and sisters. It's time to move forward. It's springtime. Spring is here. The birds are singing. There's springtime in the air. The flowers are just starting to bud. So you know what? Whatever happened yesterday is gone. Today is almost over. Tomorrow is a new day. So get up with a new attitude. Okay? Have that. Find what you need. If you don't have it, find that desire that's going to motivate you, something that's going to kickstart you. You may need to call somebody. You may need, you know, to have a pep talk, you know, call a mentor or a friend. You know, I'm always here. You can call me, and I'll give my number before we leave, and we can talk. Because having desire is so important in everything that we do. What do you desire? Take the time to meditate on what it is that excites you. Until you develop a goal that truly encompasses your every thought, and you live and breathe this thought, you will never be able to muster up enough courage to overcome your fears. When you desire something so much that you have to have it, that's when you will start to take actions towards your goal. That's when you will have that commitment to conquer every obstacle that gets in your way. That's when nothing can stop you. Oh, I love this particular song that's it's old school, and I'm going to tell my age now, you know. But it's called "Ain't No Stopping Us Now." You know, we're on the move, and we have to keep moving. We cannot be stagnant where we are. We have to be about our business. We have to know what it is that we want to do, and we have to succeed because we are determined to do so. Our next word is decision. Do you remember when the last time you made a good decision for your life? You made a decision that was going to change your life for the rest of your life. Do you remember, did this decision cause you happiness or did it cause you pain? Was it a decision that you thought about later that you should have changed? You might not know everything that you want to do, but once you have a desire, just like Carolyn Sanders, you must make a decision to move forward. You must make a decision to start a new business. You must have the decision to go back to school, to get the education that you need so that you can get that wonderful job that you want or that promotion that you need. You must make a decision that you're going to be a good husband or a good wife. You're going to be in good and healthy relationships. You must make a decision that you're going to eat right. You're going to take care of your body. You're going to do the whole healthy body, mind, body, and spirit, that you're going to do everything that you need to make your life better. You're going to, from this day forward, and write it down, you're going to change your life because you need to make decisions. You have some desire now, you know, hoping I'm getting you fired up, and you need to make some decisions. What are you going to do? You know, of course it sounds simple, and it really can be that simple. You can make decisions that change your life forever. Once you have the desire to accomplish a specific goal in your life, then comes the decision. Make the decisions to do it now. You don't want to always be left behind or the, oh, I woulda, shoulda, coulda. I knew that I had this idea, but I didn't bring it to fruition. I didn't have the money. I didn't have the education. I didn't have the experience. You know what these are? Excuses. No more excuses. Perfect example. And I do a lot of research. I do a lot of study, and I do a lot of online connections. There's a woman in South Africa, and I cannot think of her name right now, and I'm going to try to get it for you guys next week. She started a business with no connections, with no money, with no one backing her. She made up in her mind that she wanted to do an entertainment and event business and that she was going to do it no matter what. So, of course, she had to start small to do it, but one job led to another. Now she is making multi-million dollars with her organization. She is changing her life because why? She had a desire. She made a decision. And she moved forward. She didn't wait for somebody to back her. She didn't wait for her girlfriend to tell her it was a good idea. She didn't wait for her husband to say it was okay. She started her business because she knew that this was going to be the only way that she was going to change her life. She made the decision to change her life. Number three is determination. You say that you have desire and you have decided to make something happen. But do you have determination? We all have heard the word thousands of times, but has it ever been used to describe our personality? Has anyone ever said, you are a determined individual? Can you say yes or can you say no? Do you remember if they ever said that to you? Can you remember why they said it? Was it because you pushed and you fought for something that you really wanted? You didn't let anyone change your mind. You were determined. Come hell or high water, you were going to get that assignment done. You were going to get that job. You were going to start that new business. You were going to make a difference in your life. You had to change your mind. You had the desire. You had the decision had been made, and now you had the determination. Determination is essential to get your plan into action. It's an unyielding determination that will never waver no matter what obstacles are put in our path. Until you have that resolve to make your desires become a reality, regardless of the circumstances, once again, you are destined for mediocrity. So make sure that this ingredient is not missing from your description for success. Desire, decision, determination. These all go hand in hand. You must do each and every one of these things so that you can be successful in your life. I implore you to start tomorrow morning, if you can't, or tonight, making out your list. What is it you want to do? What is your heart's desire? What decisions are you going to make? What's going to change your life for the rest of your life? Today is going to be the changing factor in your life. You're going to make those decisions. You're going to be determined that you're going to move forward. And number four is discipline. Now, this has to be the most sensitive of the four characteristics. We all, at one time or another, lack the discipline to get something done. Many of us, including myself, have good intentions, but just to have them is not good enough. Sometimes things just fall apart because we fail to follow through. How many times have you know what you want to do, you have it in your heart, you have it all laid out and planned, you made your list, you've gone over it, you're up early in the morning, you're ready, you know, you've done your exercise, you're taking your vitamins, and then something happens to throw you off track. You know, it's a phone call or a little matter disturbance in the home or somebody had called a meeting at work, so you're not able to stay on your regular routine. So you're not being disciplined. And discipline means that you're doing what you need to do to accomplish your goals, that you're not wavering from them, you're not backtracking and making the list longer and longer and longer. Because when we make these lists, you know you have to do the things on the list so that you can start crossing off some of the things. If you're constantly adding to the list, you're going to get overwhelmed, and that's what happens. That's when we lose a little bit of our faith. And we're not saying that you're not a good person, that you're a bad person. No, what I'm saying is that you have to stay focused. You have to stay on track. You have to know what it is that you need to do. You have to have that perseverance. You have to know that this is for my good, that, you know, it has been ordained for me to do this. I've been preparing for this for so long. I don't know why I can't stay on track, but something comes along and it throws things off. But you know what the good thing is? Okay, today wasn't such a good day. I didn't do everything that I needed to do, but guess what I have tomorrow? You know, and when tomorrow comes, you get up and you start all over again. You try to stay on track. You persevere. You don't stop. You don't let anyone get in your way. The other thing about discipline is we all have a tendency to procrastinate. Some folks are so much better than others. I know, again, even me, I am not just talking this. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this message is for me too, because I will procrastinate sometimes, and I know what I have to do, and I think I even like the excitement of the last-minute kind of thing sometimes because that's my personality. But sometimes it causes me trouble and a little headache because I should have got some things done earlier. I waited until the last minute to get them done. And that's crucial in the beginning of a project. You can't do that. You have to have that discipline. You have to stay on course. Part of having the discipline is to follow through comes from having all of the other ingredients in place. As we have stated earlier, you must have desire. You must make a decision, and you must have determination. If all of these factors are in place with the proper emotional stimuli, having the discipline will not be a problem. So let's just think about what we have to do. We just went over the list. It's very simple. It's like anytime you're making something, if you're cooking, you have to have all the ingredients. You can't leave out an important ingredient because guess what? Whatever you're making, if you're baking a cake or if it's a pie or if you're marinating chicken, you have to have the marinade. you know, certain things you just can't leave out. The chicken's not going to be good if you don't marinate it and you don't season it. The cake is not going to be good if you leave out the butter and the eggs. So you have to know that you have to be disciplined. You have to stay on course. You have to know what it is that you want to do. You can't let anything stop you. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is the tree of life. So if you want to move forward in your life, you're making life-changing decisions. Starting from today, you're going to do things differently. You're going to find out what your desire is if you don't know. You're going to stick to the plan because there's power in the plan, and that's the name of my new book. Praise God, I'm so excited about it. And if you want to do pre-orders, you can. The book is $12.99 plus tax. So if you want to order your book, you can go to the website. And I think I need to update it, but if you go to the website and send me a message and I can get the book out to you as soon as they're printed. So it's going to be out within the next couple of weeks. So I'm so excited about that. I'm really being blessed. I'm constantly writing. And some of you that have been listening to my shows, I talk to a lot of authors and a lot of writers. Why? Because that's one of my passions and one of the things that I do on a regular basis. And I love teaching. So I was glad that I was able to do this research and to share it with you tonight. I hope it has been a blessing to someone. And as we move forward into 2011, I hope that you will continue to tune into Issues Concerning Women and support the broadcast. We really just love reading your questions and your messages. It, like I said at the beginning of the program, it just tugs on my heartstrings to know that there are people that are interested in what Issues Concerning Women have to say and interested in what I have to say. We are on every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio at 8:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. I also do a weekly show on 670 a.m. locally in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but they say you can go online and hear the show. So if you get an opportunity, I'm on Monday from 2 to 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. I'm on Wednesday from 2 to 2:15, and then I'm back on again Friday from 2 to 2:30. So it has been a blessing that this door has been open for me. So whenever you get a minute, you can just log on, and it's Joy 1270. And you can also do Joy 670. And you can find me there for those particular times. Oh, it's been just a wonderful time for me. I love what I do. I love radio and hosting the show, and I hope that it has been an inspiration to you and that you were able to learn something. Don't let anything stop you. You have what it takes to get it done. God has equipped you with everything that you need. And this is no joke. This is nothing that I'm making up. This is absolutely true. You have everything you need right there in your home. If you just think about that, you have everything that you need. You're there. Your family's there. If you're single, you know, you have your computer there with you that you can do research. You can go to the library. You have everything that you need to get started with your life, to change your life. I want you to make that decision tonight that your life is never going to be the same again. I'm so excited. Again, my telephone number to call for the show is 757-567-6734, or go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. I appreciate you all. I'm just thrilled to be with you every Thursday night. So tell your friends about me. They can go to the archives and listen to previous shows. And just I love the feedback. And I'm looking forward to meeting more of you as the year goes on. I've met some wonderful ladies and gentlemen online. So thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. It's been my pleasure to be with you once again, and I hope that you'll come back next week and join us again. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.